Blog Talk Radio. Tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane, And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. And we just say thank God today. We are on the broadcast, and we apologize for not being able to come on last week. That was beyond our control. I just say thank you all for being faithful. Thank you all for your prayers. And we're just thanking God that we are able to do this broadcast today. Lord, I thank you for seeing the blood. You all know how we start this broadcast off. We start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting that you have already prepared your heart, prepared your mind. You know, you silence your phone. You gather your prayer list because we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. So get your prayer list together, and it's time for us to go before the throne. Amen. At this time, we'll have Evangelist Urisha go ahead with prayer.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let go and let God have his way today. Hallelujah. As I come forth before you this day, God, asking you, Father, to forgive me, O God, for all of my sins where I walk wrong, talk wrong, indeed in action. Father God, if I said I have not sinned, I deceive myself, and the truth of God is not in me. Forgive me for the sins of my father and my forefather, even right now, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the host of this hour. We ask, God, a fresh full anointing upon her from the crown of her head to the very sole of her feet right now, in the name of Jesus. Father God, as I come before you in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father God, for your guidance and your direction through the Holy Spirit this day, God. Father God, I pray, God, that your Holy Spirit move in this service like never before. Touch someone, oh God, and guide them today, oh God. Someone that needs your help, God. God, we ask, God, that you prevent them from going the way that they don't need to go, God, and order their steps in you, Father. Direct their path, oh God, on the journey that you have us to go, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, God, that someone surrender to you today, oh God. Surrender their plans, God. Surrender their mind, oh God. Surrender their soul, God, and their desires to you, oh God, that you take full and complete control over our lives this day in the name of Jesus, Father. I speak encouragement to someone that needs encouragement today. Let go and let God have your way in your life. Show up and show up in our lives like never before, oh God. Someone needs a Hezekiah experience today, oh God. Give that person that Hezekiah experience like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask, God, that you unleash the Holy Ghost this day, oh God, and let the fire of the Holy Ghost fall right now on your people like never before. Open up unstopped ears, unblinded eyes. Let us see spiritually, oh God, and let us hear spiritually right now in the name of Jesus. I put on the whole armor of God that we ask and stand against the wile of the enemy even right now. We cancel every assignment. We cancel every plot and scheme of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no place. You have no power. We render your assignment null and void right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you this day, oh God, for what you're about to do. Show up and show out on this conference line like never before. Have thy way like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for stretching out your healing hands today, oh God. We ask, God, that you continue to heal Dorian right now, Father God. We pray for healing and salvation today, God. Touch Bishop Porter, oh God. Send forth your comforter for his family right now, for the time of bereavement for his sister right now, God. You know what they in need of, oh God. Work it out for him right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Kevin Lawrence, oh God, we ask, God, that you be the surgeon, God, in his heart operation right now, God. You be the surgeon and you be the doctor and the physician right now in the mighty name of Jesus.
Jesus, God. Touch Highland Keenan right now, oh God. We command their body to line up according to the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. Touch all those, God, that we have come in contact with, oh God, and everyone on this prayer list even right now, Father. Touch Pastor Boland even right now. I declare and I decree total healing and restoration in his body right now, Father. Touch Pastor Dungy right now, God. I declare and I decree total healing in her body right now, Father God. I pray for Barry Dungy, God. I ask God that I declare and I decree total healing and restoration right now in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray for Apostle Clark even right now, Father. We ask God that you give her supernatural strength, oh God, a fresh full anointing, oh God, that destroy yokes on her behalf even right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, everyone that's in need of prayer, oh God, you know all what they're in need of, God. Some in need of one thing and some in need of another. We ask God today, God, that you touch, heal, deliver, and set the captive free today, Father. Let someone pick up that dying bed and walk today, oh God, because you said by your stripes they are healed, oh God. You said anything we ask in your name, it shall be so, Father. We thank you right now for total healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for those that seeking you, oh God, and don't know which way to go, oh God. Bring them out of darkness into your marvelous light this season, oh God. Father God, as we approach, God, the new year, Father God, we ask, God, that you continue to guide us and order our steps, God. Take us in another dimension in you, Christ Jesus, this day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I break barriers over our minds. I break barriers over our finances. I command it to be broken and destroyed and go into other darkness, into dry places right now in the name of Jesus. I declare and I decree that this year that we will be prosperous in the things of you. This year all debts are being paid in full. This year we are more than conquerors in you, Father God. This year we thank you for a bumper crop in our financial account even right now. This year houses shall be paid in full. This year cars shall be paid in full. This year, our children will be coming back to you. I declare and I decree it done this day in the name of Jesus. Have thy way in our lives. Show up and show out. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for that awesome prayer from Evangelist Jerisha. I tell you, God is good. He is awesome. He is merciful. He's loving. He is kind. He's a God of many chances. Do you believe that today? I tell you, the week that we had last week, just even trying to come on and could not get on the broadcast, it was very frustrating. You know, especially when, you know, you just love giving the word, love being about God's business. And I realized that it was not just this broadcast alone, but it was all the broadcasts that that was having problems. But thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to get on. Thank you all for being faithful, that you continually press forward to hear the word. And it's time for us to open our ears. It's time for us to be about our Father's business, because time is at hand. Let me go ahead and give you the word for today. Hallelujah. It says, open your eyes and see what you can with them before they close forever. Open your eyes and see what you can with them before they close forever. Because once they close, ain't nothing that you can see with closed eyes outside of darkness. That's it. I just thank God again for each and every one of you, each and every one of you today. And we are still talking about, are you answering the call and saying, here I am? And today we're going to talk about Ananias. So for those of you that have your Bibles, turn to Acts 9. And we're going to start at the first verse. We're starting at the beginning, that so we can get the gist of what it is with Ananias. And would you answer that call when God calls you? Will you answer that call knowing the person that you have to go to? They're creeping and you decide to turn all the way and say, no, Lord, not me, I can't, or you will press forward. So, again, we, for those of you that have your Bibles, we're going to turn your Bibles to Acts 9, and we're going to start at the first verse. Amen. Heavenly Father, as I come before you, Father, I ask you to decrease me, Lord. Father, as you increase in me, Lord. Father, I ask you this day to use me, Lord, Father, as your vessel to bring forth this word, Lord. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you this day, Lord. Father, touch the hearts and touch the minds, Lord. Father, that they too, Lord, will stand and say, here I am this day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. And it begins, and Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth, and he heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he trembled, and he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was there three days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, Lord. I'm going to stop there just for a minute. Many of you are thinking, well, I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a pastor. I'm not a teacher. I'm not a prophet. God can't use me. Now, again, when I read there, it said in verse 10, it said, and there was a certain disciple. Remember now, we are all ministers of the gospel. Don't say God can't use you because you don't have a title. You have a title. You have a title. You're a child of God. And that alone should tell you that you can go out, you can minister the word of God. And I'm not just saying going out there and just, you know, some talking just to talk. Allow God to use you. He can use a donkey. He can use a child. Who is you? You probably say, I'm the biggest sinner. God can't use me. He won't use me. Come before him, repenting, and if you are the only person at that present time, he going to use you. He is going to use you. But are you willing to answer that call when he calls you? Are you going to say, here I am, Lord, use me? Or what do you put it? Here I am here. However which way you put it, are you going to answer that call when he calls you? That is the question today. You see, right now we have just a couple more days in 2023. We're going into 2024. Are you answering the call? Are you going to answer that call? Because many he is calling. And God is such a gentleman. He will not boast his way in. He is knocking people at the door. Are you listening? Are you ready to receive him today? Because no day is promised to us. And he never said that when you come into the knowledge of him and come to him, that it was going to be peaches and cream. Trials and tribulation will come, but know that he is there, and he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Many don't want to answer the call. They don't want to answer the call because they say, oh, no, it's too much prosecution. Is you know, I can't do it. I'm good where I'm at. You sure you're good where you're at? Now, God called Ananias to go to Saul. And you all know Saul was killing left and right. You hear what he said in verse 1? It said, and Saul yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord went on to the high priest. Just the mention of Saul's name, you were fleeing because you know you was going to be prosecuted. How much of us today willing to take that step? We're going to be prosecuted. We're going to be martyred. Because you refuse to denounce the name of God. You refuse. You are standing on his word when he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're standing right there knowing that he is right there with you. And you're probably saying, he's there with me and I'm going through this. I'm about to be killed in his name. Yes, he is right there with you. Are you going to answer that call? Or you're too afraid to answer the call? See, because you have gangs out there that willing to lay down their life for their other members within their family, because that's a family there. They will lay their life down. But are we willing to lay our life down? When God say, go here and preach this word that I have given you, will you be obedient today and do so? I never got the privilege to meet Nora Lamb, but I know that those that was down south with Apostle got the privilege to meet Nora Lamb. Just having that privilege alone to meet a woman that was before a firing squad, refused to denounce God, refused, and she didn't know about God like we knowing about him just now. She was like she was going to a private school and heard it was a private school she was going to, or she went to church with a friend and heard about Jesus. And when she took that punishment for her husband, and she was pregnant. The name of the movie and the book, because she did the movie and the book. Her daughter is the one that played her, okay? When she went into that concentration camp and working, can you imagine a woman full with child, and I'm not talking the early stages, having to lift rocks and all that stuff. But she trusted in God. And they put her in front of a firing squad. In front of a firing squad. And when they gave the order to shoot, they were shooting. Not one bullet touched her. Not one. And you hear them talk about it. She came to the church and talk about it. And let me show you how jealous and envious in the body of Christ people can be, because they wanted Apostle Porter, which was Cheever at the time, wanted her to come to their church, have her at their church. They tell the other churches not to show up. And you know what she said? She said, "That's all right, Sister Cheever. Who is here needs to be here to hear the word." She answered the call, and she ran for God like never before. How much of us willing to stand in front of that firing squad? That firing squad may not be guns pointed at us and bullets flying out of them. That firing squad that's in front of us could be your family, could be your friends, can be whatever it is that is coming up against you that wants you to give up on God. But will you stand your ground, or will you give up today? Would you fold? Because I'm here to tell you, This is not the time for you to fold. This is the time to stand. This is the time for you to take the prosecution, because you know what? To die in him is to reign with him. See, because it's eternal life. Where will you spend your eternal life today? These are questions no one can answer but you. This is a self case. Are you going to serve the true and living God, or are you going to serve the God of this world? Who? And when he sends you someplace, will you answer that call and say, here I am, Lord, send me. I am willing. We just celebrate Christmas. Now, we all know, at least I hope that we all know, that Jesus didn't born on December 25th. That's the holiday that the world claim it to be, and that we celebrate as Christmas. But you know what I celebrate? I celebrate love. I celebrate that, yes, he came. He didn't came that day, but he came. And he came and he died for my sins. And that I'm living under grace. And we get away so much from teaching the word of God to our children, our grandchildren, those that we come in contact with. We've stepped away from that. This Christmas that we celebrate is so commercialized. It's all about what material things that we can get. But the gift that all of us should be, overexcited, just bursting for, is the gift of eternal life. He wake you up every morning, clothing your right mind, being able to do not just for yourself, but for others as well. He wake you up. You didn't wake yourself up. That alone is a gift. He didn't have to wake you up this morning. You could be standing in judgment. You could be standing before him right now. But God, give us one more chance. Each and every day that you wake up, he is giving you another chance to get it right. Another chance. What are you doing with that chance today? What are you doing with that gift? Are you just refuse to open it? Because we wake up in the morning, we don't even say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up in the morning. We go out our door. We don't even pray. We don't even have a conversation with God, because people, that's what prayer is, conversation with God. We don't even do that. We just go about our business like it is nothing. But I'm here to ask the question, are you answering the call today? Are you saying, here I am, send me, Lord? Are you doing that today? And nobody can answer for you but you. So we're going to continue. We're on verse 11. For those of you that just joined us, we're coming from Acts 9. And he said, and the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth, and had seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. You're saying, he killing God's people, and here it is. He have a vision of have someone come in to put their hands on him that he may receive sight? Then Ananias answered, Lord, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he had done to thy saints of Jerusalem. And here he had authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. And you saying, chief priests, ain't that supposed to be a man of God? Ain't that supposed to be God's people? This alone should tell you, study the word. Study the word. Ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding. Because there is false prophets. There is people that stand in the pulpit that say they're preaching God's word. And I always hear the supporters say, they have to show you truth to deceive you. And that's why when they say, follow along in your Bible, I don't know what Bible you have, what you read from. I read from the King James Version. And when they say, open up and go to Acts 9, and we're going to start at the first verse, my Bible is open up. I'm at Acts 9, and I'm following along with the word. This is how important it is for you to have a relationship with Christ today of discernment. Know without the shadow of a doubt what they are reading is what you're looking at. They may be reading from a different version, but I'm trusting that you're going to follow along with your Bible and that you pray before you go to church, praying that, you know, God cover your ear gates, cover your heart, cover that mind, nothing but him. Nothing but him come forth. He guards you from all of that, you know, that is not of him. We're just going about our daily business like, hey, every day is promised to us. People, get a relationship with Christ today. Get a relationship with him today. And if he's calling you and you know you have a calling on your life, it's time now for you to stop putting it off and to answer that call. Answer that call because there is people waiting for you and you don't want God to use someone else. Answer the call. You may go through prosecution, whatever. Answer the call and know who you are and who you belong to today. And know if he sends you somewhere, he got you. He got you. We serve an awesome God. And there is nothing too hard for him today. But are you going to answer that call? You know, when that phone rings, you pick it up, hello? Someone knocks on your door. You go and you answer the door. Hi. Well, guess what? God is knocking on that doorpost of your heart today. Are you hearing? Are you ready to open that door today? In this walk, you're going to lose family. You're going to lose friends. And you know what? You lose them. They was never for you. And you say, family? But they are family. You know what? In Psalm 27, it says, when your mother and father forsake you, he will take you up. So you no longer have a mother. You no longer have a father. whether they pass or they disown you or they have nothing to do with you, guess what? When you come into the family, you get your mother, you get your father, you get your brothers and sisters and cousins and all that. Because you're entering into a family. He will never leave you nor forsake you. In this walk, I have had family members talk about me. I have had family members separate from me. Friends, I ain't had too much of them. And those who is my true friends are still here today. Outside of my apostle and my sister pastor, Pastor Sharon, you know, my mom no longer here with me. But you know what? I'm here. And you get people encouraging you. Why? Because you choose to answer the call. And one thing Pastor Sharon always said to me, Diane, God called you to bring forth the word, you go. It doesn't matter what nobody says, you go. Because none of them have a heaven or hell to put you in. Until you come to that conclusion that nobody have a heaven or hell to put you in, you're going to care about what people say. You are not going to answer the call. You are not going to answer the call. So what are you going to do today? What are you going to do today? Are you going to answer the call? Because you see, your children and your grandchildren and your friends around you, some might act crazy, and some you will draw. To those that you draw, praise the Lord. To those that have not come into the fold, don't stop preaching the word. Preaching conversation, talking about God. And you may say, but I don't know how to reach them. You have a testimony? Yes, you do. All of us have a testimony. Are you willing to share your testimony? By sharing your testimony, draw others to you, to Christ, not to you, but to you to hear the word. Your testimony alone, letting them know, because some of us suffer in silence, is going through, and you don't know what they're going through. We don't need to know what they're going through. If they don't want to say it, God know what they're going through. But if God send you to them, answer that call and go to them and give your testimony. Some of us shutting our mouth on what God have done for us. When he's telling you, go out, that's going to draw others to me because they're going to look at you. We're going to church. Church is the building that we gather together, draw strength from one another, refresh, refill, rejuvenate. But we are the church. We are the ones that they are looking at. We're the ones that can go out there. The building can go out there. We are the ones that have the word. The building can preach the word. The building can give the word. We are the ones. We are the ones. But what are you doing today? Nah, I don't want to do what God tell me to do. I don't want to go out there and preach. I don't want to go out there because God sent me to talk to this person or go to the neighbor and give them something. I don't want to do that. Like, really? Y'all that bold? Y'all are that bold? See, Ananias, don't think Ananias wasn't scared, because he was. I know I would be too, knowing that he prosecute. But look who came to him. None of the other disciples came to him. God came to him and called him and told him to go. The way he tells you to go, he is right there. But will you be obedient today and answer that call? Will you be obedient? Let's continue. Verse 15. But the Lord said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Now, many of you will hear that and say, oh, no. And you want me to answer the call? You see, Saul in itself, it's just a mention of Saul's name. Just a mention of his name. You're going to seek shelter. You're going to seek cover because you know who he was. But tell me that God can't turn someone around. Tell me God can't do it for you. When you're saying, I'm a sinner, we all are sinners. We all. To know who Saul was, and God used him. God used him. What about you today? Are you still using that as an excuse? Because as long as you have a mouth and you can speak, you can open that mouth. And you can speak what thus said the Lord. You can do that. All the excuse is out the door. There is no reason why you can't. Porter and everybody else that know me, they will say, Diane, doing what? Yeah, leave it to Diane. She's staying in the background. And they wasn't lying. I prefer to stay in the background. I'll do what I have to do, but let me go in the background, and I'll stay there. When God says time for you and you have no excuse, see, I can't put nobody else and say, well, Lord, not me, I can't do it. Is that what you're doing today? Saying, Lord, not me, I can't do it. Because you don't want God to answer you. You don't want him to answer you. I just thank God for the grooming. I thank God that even though I was in the background, I was still learning. I was still doing God's work. And it's not about me. It's all about God. I thank God for the privilege that I can come on this broadcast and I can bring forth the word. Some may say she don't know what she's talking about. Well, that's your opinion. What I don't know, I ask. And before I come on here, I pray. So however God bring the word to me, I am bringing it to you. Some people think you have to give all these elaborate words to bring forth the word. And no, I can bring it to you just like this, and you will get exactly what I'm talking about. And if you don't, I always give you again where you can find where I'm talking about. I can give you testimonies of what I have been through in what it is that I am talking about. And he may give you a scripture to read, a chapter, a book. He may give that to you to read. And trust me, you're going to find yourself some way along in that word. And you're saying you don't have a testimony. Yeah, you do. A testimony that you can share to others. You could be homeless or was homeless, and you're homeless no more. You're homeless no more. Answer the call, because the day is coming where you will no longer hear a knock on that door. And that is the time that you're going to be looking for that knock. Look around you today. When you hear that knock, you answer that door. No day is promised to us. No day, no time, no hour, no second, no minute is promised to us. Each and every day, second, minute, you name it, is a gift. Is a gift. So today, don't stop believing. Don't stop believing today. Answer that knock at the door and allow him to come in. Allow him to come in. Verse 17, and Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him said, Brother Saul, the Lord, even Jesus that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. Didn't say he had to, you know, at that time. He didn't have no water there, but the word of God, the obedience of Ananias in doing. See, we can lay hands, but lay hands suddenly on no man. We can lay hands on ourselves, prophesy to ourselves, speak healing, deliverance. But we so busy want everybody else to do the work, and we ourselves don't want to do it. We don't want to answer that. It's time for us to stand and know who we are and who we belong to. And for those of us know who we belong to, when he say go, go. Ask no questions about how am I going. He's going to make a way. Just like how we tell you to go, he's going to give you the insight. He is going to give you the insight. He is going to be there. But do you believe? Do you believe today that God is with you? Do you believe that there is nothing too hard for God? We're going to get in those places where we fear. But don't stay in that place of fear. Recognize who you are and cast that spirit of fear out. Cast the spirit of fear out. We serve an awesome God, people. We serve an awesome God. Know who you are today. Be obedient when you are called today. Ananias was obedient to the word. Can you just imagine if he had not gone? We so busy saying, oh, this person is a murderer. He's a whatever, he or she. And when I say he, I'm not specifying just male alone, male and female. You look at the person who they used to be. Who they used to be, and that's what's stuck in your mind. And we have some children of God today that's where their mindset is stuck on. You would not believe that in the house of God that there are cliques going on. You will not believe that in the house of God that you have churches that have cliques that will not associate with other churches. Yet, we say we are a child of God. Yet we say we are a child of God, and we answer that call. You answer the call, but you're still acting like the world. So many churches today, you know, they bring the world into the church. I'm going to tell you all, I thank God for Apostle Gloria Chiva Porter, because you could not stand up and say you're singing, you're playing any instrument, you're dancing, and you're out there doing everything else but God's business. No. You will sit down until times get better. But churches these days, and I'm not saying all of them, don't discipline people like that. You could go in the club on Saturday night, and you're in there, you're doing praise and worship, you know, you're doing, but what spirit is it that you are sending out there to the people in the congregation? What spirit? Study the word today. Read your word. Like he tells Jeremiah, eat the whole roll. Eat it. Mean, read it. Read it. Digest it. That when things come up, you have the word to fight with. Not with guns. Not with knives. Not with bombs. Not with the word of God. The word of God. So today, are you going to answer the call? Are you going to answer the call today? See, God put Saul there to answer that call. You prosecute, now it's time for you to run for me. Now it's time for you to run for me. Verse 19 says, and when he had received meat, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples which were at Damascus. Let's get down to 20 and say, and straightway he preached Christ in the synagogues that he is the Son of God. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is not this he that destroyed them which call on the name, on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto the chief priests? They ask him the question now, why? Because they know who he was. Notice I say, was. Nobody knows what transpired, because they say he was three days. Let me see. In verse 9, they say, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink, until Ananias came there and answered the call. Until then. Until then. But they see, and they will always see you until the scales come off of their eyes. They're going to always see what you used to do. They're going to look at you as you're still doing it, not knowing that that is no longer your life. You're not operating in that mindset, in that way that you was living. Why? Because you answer the call. He came knocking, and you opened the door, and he came in. And when he came in, he cleaned you up. He washed you in the blood, and he renewed the right spirit within you today. That's what he did. Now, I know I have listeners on the line. You may have a question. You may have something to say to add to it that God has laid it upon your heart. You can press the number 1 for those of you that are listening live. Those of you that are listening on another device, that call-in number is 347-857-3925, and press the number 1. Maybe God is telling you to share your testimony today because someone needs to hear it. Are you going to answer that call if he's telling you to do so? See, because it's not just you that are listening to this broadcast. This broadcast touched many nations, it touched the islands, it touched whoever is listening in the United States. So that's the age that we're in. We're in technology age. You have people that listen from Brazil, Malaysia, Africa, China. Trust me, you have people that need to hear your testimony, giving them the strength to say, if this person can do it, I can do it too. I can make it through. The God that they serve, I want to serve him too. You never know. You never know who you're going to touch. You may never meet that person. You may never hear about that person. But know that your prayer, your testimony, touch that person. Because when you're praying, you're believing in what you're praying. When you're talking to God, that's why it's so important for you to have that relationship with Christ. It's important to surround yourself with like-minded people in Christ. And ask God for the spirit of discernment, to be sensitive in the spirit, that you know. You could be amongst people and you know. You just know that something is going on. God might enlighten you and just be obedient and go. Be obedient and go. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed to share your testimony. Yeah, we have been through stuff that God brought us through. But he brought you through it. He didn't let you stay in there. He did not let you stay in there. I thank God. I tell you people, I thank God for me being here, because if it was not for God on my side, being mindful of me, I tell you, I will not be here, people. I will not. I wouldn't have been here, but God. He said he knows our expected end. He knew us before we was formed in our mother's womb. He know what we will do from what we won't do. He gave us free will. But you know what, people? We take advantage of that free will when it comes to God. That free will, like, I don't have to answer his call. I don't have to answer his call. But if he have a purpose for you, trust and believe, you're going to answer it one way or the other. You are going to answer that call one way or the other. So it's best when he calls you, you answer that call. Answer the call. Saul, a man that was prosecuting the church. And remember now, we are the church. That was prosecuting the church. Got that letter from the chief priest. Get that okay. And I'm going to just leave that part there rest. Answer the call today. But Saul increased the more in strength and confounded the Jews which dwelt at Damascus, proving that this is very Christ. And after that, many days were fulfilled, and the Jews took counsel to kill him. You see what they're going to do? That's what they're going to do when you begin to stand on God's word. They're going to seek after you. They're going to do their best to try and kill you. They're going to do their best to, defame your character. Why? Because they're going to bring up what you used to do. Amen, Bishop Porter.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, you was on point today. I didn't want you to stop, praise God, because you was sounding so strong. And it's so true. Somebody need to answer the question. They're yet bashful, still afraid, still ashamed. But God have a way that is mighty sweet. He did it for you, praise God. And one thing I say about you, and I'll say it, amen, to the radio listeners, amen, and to the wherever we are going at this time, was one always wanted to stay in the background, like you often say. But God, praise God, had his hand on you, praise God, and you had to answer the call. You know, and one thing about it, we kind of talked on it last night in Bible study, you know, he have a way to bring you out your comfort zone now, you know, when you call yourself hiding, you know. And what you, I think you one time you brought a message. You can run, but you can't hide. You know, so somebody need to know you can run now, but you got to answer the call. And you just said something real powerful. All of it is powerful and strong of what you've been saying because you're in the word. But the world of the love is on. Now, Saul was out there, like you said, and throwing him in jail and beating on him and everything. And even Ananias didn't even want to go and do what the Lord spoke to him to do, because he was a wicked guy. He was nothing to play with. They see Saul coming, they run, because they know what he was coming to do if he was a Christian back then. See, but then when he, praise God, answered the call, oh, you don't know why you give me this opportunity. Oh, when he answered the call, praise the Lord. Things turned around. Now he on the Lord's side. And what did they do? They put him up and let him preach his initial sermon. And what did he preach? He preached Christ. Am I right? The same one that was prosecuting God's people. Now he he's magnifying his name. He's giving him glory. And he did it in front of the risen apostles. Praise God. And, you know, the people still wasn't quite sold on it. So, you know, just like you just said, you know, well, I don't know about her. I don't know about him because he's terrible. You know, I got to wait and see if he truly converted. But Saul didn't let that stop him. Now, Saul was his Pharisee name. But when he come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, now his name has been also, as when he was converted, his name was changed to Paul. Praise the Lord. Man. Now he's on his way.
See, now, and it's funny, when you lead the world, the same one that you used to run with, now they against you.
Come on now. Come on.
When you was drinking when you were drinking with them and going to the nightclub and running and doing all matter of evil, stealing and doing everything, you ain't had no business to do with them. Everything was all right. See, but now I don't do that no more, man. You know, you think he's better than us now. You know how they talk. Oh, praise the Lord. And forget God. Told me, sir, but God, when you answer the call, you say, I will forgive you. All you have to do is repent, man, for the remission of your sin and answer the call. And, man, I tell you, you can stay on this for the rest of the year. And you ain't got but a few more days. All praise. Amen. But thank God, amen, you is so right and so on point. I didn't want to stop you because you had it going. You had it going. But all that heard him, verse 21, were amazed. Now, see, they shocked. Wait a minute here. And said, is not this he that destroyed them, which called on this name? But he's lifting them up. See, what's going on here? See, now you got the world confused. And that's what we want to do. Man, we want to keep the devil on the run. Come on now. Praise God. Keep on lifting them up. That Minister Diane, praise God. Keep on magnifying his name. Now, some things had to happen before you answered the call. I often tell you, you know, you done moved all the crutches, all the excuses. But you see a fan? Hello, somebody. Oh, man. Praise God. Oh, somebody else, amen, need to answer the call. We got a few more minutes here. Come on now. We have a few more minutes. Come on, answer the call. Amen. You know God is pricking at your heart. Praise God. He said, the day you hear my voice, do what? Harden not your heart.
Harden not your heart.
Oh, praise God. I hear in the background. Come on here. Talk to me. Talk to me. Just call on his name and move him left at your own house. Talk to me. Uh-huh. Come on.
I tell you, Bishop, just to see that people, they will constantly, until the scales fall off their eyes, they will, and you know, we say their eyes, right? But until the chain is breaking off their mindset, they will continue to see you as who you were and will never accept you for who you have became, especially when it comes to Christ.
Uh-huh.
And I think I was having that conversation with someone, and I was telling them, I say, when you answer this call, you accept this call, the fact that people are going to walk away, people that you didn't even think would walk away from you, will walk away. And you know what? Let me, as I just said that, and I was talking about when your phone rang, you answer the call, right? And this is what came just now. When you're in jail, and then make that call out, you have to accept that call. They ask you if you want to accept that call or decline that call. And it's up to you to accept that call. Back in the day, when you make a collect call, you couldn't long distance calling. They don't call it long-distance calling anymore. But when you're in the island and you're calling, now, I don't know about the British part of the island. We're under the U.S. territory. But even though that we're under U.S., it's still an island, and to call to the mainland, which is here, you know, it would cost you. But if you waited at a certain time, you have to wait at a certain time, where the call is free, that you could have called then. Otherwise, if it was an emergency, you would have had to call collect if you didn't have long distance. So you were praying that that person accept that collect call.
Right.
Okay? And God is hoping today that you will answer that call today. So you may have a testimony again. Share your testimony.
Amen.
You may say, you may feel ashamed, but you know what? That is nothing but the enemy got you bounded, making you feel ashamed of what God brought you through. But let me tell you something. If he bring you through it, you ought to stand boldly and say, if it was not for God that brought me through this,
can you imagine
where I would be today?
Amen.
I could be standing in judgment today, but God.
Oh,
you've
come
been
on.
In a. I saw this this woman on Facebook where she had an accident. The car flipped. How many times a car hit her? And you know what? She came out of that car without a bruise, whatever. And she was just speaking in tongues and praising God because she knew it was nobody but God. When you look at the vehicle, I watched a movie a couple of days ago, 90 Minutes in Heaven. That's a true story. 90 Minutes in Heaven. This man was hit by an 18-wheeler on the bridge. And when the rescue workers then came there and they felt his pulse and everything, they didn't feel a pulse. Nothing. And one of the people that was in the traffic, he got out of his car because God told him to go and pray for the man. Told him to go and pray for the man, and he was obedient. And he went to pray. When he asked about the person, if he can go and pray, they was telling him that he can pray for the other people, but that one is dead. He said, well, that's the one God told me to pray for. And he went through the trunk he popped the trunk in order to, you know, reach the man to talk to him, to begin to pray. And he began to pray, and then he started to sing. And then the man started singing. The one that was dead came back to life. He was obedient to that call. And he went and he prayed. And that man, y'all look at the movie, 90 Minutes in Heaven. It even had the interview, and he say they did the movie so that people will, you know, because so many people every time they see him, we're constantly asking, so you can watch the movie.
Okay.
So don't tell me what God can't do when you answer the call. Tell me that God can heal. If he sent you to go lay hands, go lay hands. I remember Evangelist right here, and she will testify because I know you all hear me say it many times. My aunt was on her deathbed, and God used the woman of God, Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, when the doctor is given upon you. Tell me what God will do. Tell me that God can use you. But are you that willing vessel today to answer that call? And Evangelist Risha was the proxy. Apostle Porter wasn't even there at the hospital. but on the phone and following instructions as God give it. That's why I don't understand why people, I know people will say, you know, I talk how I'm talking right now. But let me tell you, tell me why when God do something for you that you can't praise God, that you can't talk about what God done for you to encourage others. There is a reason why he brought you through, and you will realize after a while that you are going to be surrounded by people that been through that, that are going through that same thing that God brought you through. So he brought you through for a reason.
Right.
Not for you to keep your mouth shut because you don't want nobody to know what you've been through. When I was going through my divorce and coming into to church, I swear everybody in the church knew. They just look at me and they were just seeing through me. But God was so mindful. And I was a babe in Christ. God was so mindful. When you're ready to give up, God was so mindful of me that he had Apostle Porter change her message. Because if anybody asks me to this day what she was talking about, I can't tell you. I can't tell you, but I can tell you she was talking about her divorce with her husband at the time, and I'm not talking about Bishop Porter because they never divorced. Apostle Porter left this earth still being married.
Right.
I'm talking, this was back in 2005, okay? Let me tell you all something. When you see that that message was changed and she began talking about what she went through and how God kept her, how God kept her. I can tell you, I sat in that front row because that's where I always sit. From the time Apostle said about people don't like to sit in the front seat because they're afraid of the Holy Spirit. They don't want the Holy Spirit touch them. You know, you walking by and you just touch. A lot of people are afraid to sit in the front seat. Well, from the time she said that, I used to sit in like the third row. From the time she said that, I sit in the front row. And when she came and she began to give that testimony, in my mind, I said, God, if you can bring her through it, you can bring me through it too. Her testimony let me know that God was there and God brought her through. So if he could do it for her, he can do it for me too. Don't ever be ashamed of where God brought you from. He was mindful of you. He loved you that much, even though you're not even loving him. He loved you that much. I told you all, at the age of 18 years old, I could have lost my life, but God. And this is driving crazy. But God, he kept me. He had a purpose for me. I'm not afraid or ashamed to tell nobody. You ask me the question, I'll tell you where God brought me from. Especially when he sent me to you to give you my testimony. Praise the Lord, you're live. Hello.
Hello, hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am fine. Who's this?
This is Vanguard Leroy.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Do you have a testimony? We got like 3 more minutes. You got a testimony?
I do, but I don't know where to start.
You don't know where to start?
No.
I was just about to say, let go and let God.
Come on, come on, come on.
You still there?
Where to start? Yeah. I'm here, just like when God said he's here.
Say what's on your heart. Say what's on your heart.
My heart.
God had been for a reason. Say what's on your heart. Go ahead.
What's on my heart was anger.
Okay. Why are you anger? Why?
Two reasons.
Okay. We listening.
I went from doing what I want to do in life and not thinking about God in
okay.
no situations. In no situations. I thought I was the man. Nope. But he had to stop me a couple of times.
Okay.
Not only did he stop me and slow me down, he took things from me that I didn't understand. Why?
Mm-hmm.
But as the years mm-hmm. and the days and the times go by, I started to still, you know, neglect the situation that, you know, it's a higher control. It's a higher
mm-hmm.
being.
Okay.
So, you know, me trying to find myself, I was looking in the wrong places because I had no guidance. Everything I did, I learned from other people.
Mm-hmm.
So that made me who I am and made me want to do what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I got slowed down. And
mm-hmm.
when I got slowed down, I thought I was, you know, I still needed that guidance. But
mm-hmm.
like I said, I was looking in the wrong places. Long story short,
mm-hmm.
where I was looking was in the wrong place, but now I know he's inside.
There
he's inside of everything.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. So the love that I was searching for when I was finding myself, I couldn't find that without God. I couldn't find that without the basic instructions before leaving Earth. I couldn't see it. I couldn't feel it. I couldn't materialize it. Now, I realize that I'm the vessel. I'm the prayer. I'm the altar. When I speak, things happen. When I used to speak back in the day, things happened for the bad. But no, it don't happen like that. And I tried to see many times, like, how am I doing that? But it's all about the thought and it's all about the love. You can't get that love from no human on this earth. You have to get it from God because he bestows power, wisdom, and love. Those three things you have to have in life in order to enjoy life. See, I wasn't enjoying life. I was enjoying the earthly things in life. That wasn't, and it still isn't, a life for me anymore.
Well, the time is about to run out, but I want to say that you are heading in the right direction. Because you answered the call, just what Minister Diane was ministering on today. And it wasn't nothing but God had you to call in. See, you defeated the devil already by answering the call. You call in, you said what was on your heart. Now you confess with your mouth and just continue to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And everything going to be all right, okay? Do you have a home church somewhere?
Nah.
Okay,
Logan.
You need to ask God to lead you now. You can't do it on your own. You're no more on your own. You're bought with a price by the blood of Jesus Christ. So you need to pray and say, Lord, lead me to where you will have me to be, okay? And when you go there, don't go looking for the people. Don't listen at the music. You want to listen for the word of God. It's the pastor, the preacher, whoever is ministering is lifting up the name of Jesus. Why? Because there is no other name given up under heaven. Well, about you can be saved, but the name of Jesus, okay? Okay, serve it back in the hand, Minister Diane.
I'm just talking and I'm on mute. Amen, amen. I just thank God for this right now. And just
praise
to let you all know, those of you that are on this line right now are the only ones that heard what Leroy said, okay, and finished saying what he said. And I'm praying that he come back on the broadcast and give testimony, because I know he have testimony to give on where God had brought him from. That is the advantage and the privilege that you get while you're listening live, because the recording has already stopped. So again, we just thank God for just showing up and showing out. And join us tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell a friend and come. If God leads you to give a testimony, give your testimony. Do not be afraid or ashamed. It is nothing but the devil, and it's time for you to take your power back, because God gave you that power and that authority over the enemy. Be blessed.
Blog Talk Radio.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs. I stop worrying
how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go. When
and
I let God,
let him have,
let God have his
way.
That's when things
start
happening. I stop looking at that thing.
When I let go,
I let go. When
I
let God,
let him have. So much going on, sometimes I can't find my way, and oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle, it's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright, yeah.
Soon
as I stop
worrying how the story is,
I can let go.
I let go and
I can let God, let him have.
I stop looking at that.
Oh, when I let go,
I let go and
let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.